Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSign.com for midday Thursday, October 28. For all our podcasts, articles, and references, visit ValueSign.com. Today, traders want to look beyond the GDP report, but not so fast. That, plus today's market summary, coming right up. Well, today looks very much like Tuesday, when two market-leading companies were preparing to present their most recent quarterly results. Then it was Microsoft and Alphabet Google. Today, it's Apple Computer and Amazon. And like Tuesday, those two stocks accounted for much of the rise in the NASDAQ, today hitting a new all-time high, as Amazon is currently ahead by more than 1.5% and Apple by more than 2.5%. Now, traders up and down the street would rather focus on the good news from these two market titans than the dismal news coming out from the GDP report. But buried within the pages of this current report is something that everyone needs to make note of: consumer spending. Remember this morning we made special note of the dismal state of the American consumer confidence, pointing out that four countries have consumer confidence levels above 100: Italy, Australia, I really don't know how that is, South Korea, and China. And the correlation between consumer confidence and consumer spending is significant. We saw that correlation in the GDP report today. In today's GDP report, consumer spending contracted at a better than 2% rate and was one of the significant reasons GDP was so dismal. Remember, about 2/3 of our economy is driven by the consumer. Take away that, and this economy would be in real trouble. If there's one thing we need as we enter the year-end sales period, it is a strong consumer willing to spend. Right now, that's in doubt. So taking a look at the market right now, we see stocks are currently up, but fading just a little. NASDAQ did hit a record high earlier on the rallies of both Apple and Amazon. Oil and bonds currently down. Cryptos and gold are higher. Stay tuned now for today's market comment: GDP, the ultimate checksum. Well, this morning we'll receive our first look at the third quarter's gross domestic product, the ultimate macro number, the sum total of all the economic goods and services produced. It's also the final checksum, making sure that what we've seen so far in the economy really does add up. Now, a checksum is a block of data used to make sure that your big database does not have any errors. So here's how Wall Street analysts use the GDP checksum. So far, corporate earnings have come in right on the mark. Those two big companies, Alphabet Google and Microsoft, actually exceeded what analysts had expected. And most of the other companies which have reported so far have also hit their expectations. So if I recall, we've seen about 3/4 or better of all companies hitting their guidance numbers. Now, we've only seen about half of all the companies report, and that could change. And we still have two of the most important companies reporting this afternoon, Apple Computer and Amazon, so we haven't seen their results either. But overall, what we have seen says the economy is sailing along just fine. What we'd like to have right now is a little confirmation, something that tells us the economy is indeed just fine. Enter the GDP checksum. With what we've seen so far, I would expect that the GDP should also be sailing along with somewhere near that high estimate of a 4% growth rate or more. Let's see if that is the case. GDP has just now been announced. And the envelope, please? Wow. Just a 2% growth rate for Q3 GDP. About half of Wall Street analysts were well above this level in their estimates. And I was afraid of this. It's an indication that the economy is not doing well, that it's likely that some of the companies who have yet to report will likely disappoint. This isn't too surprising, as I've often felt that companies who have done poorly schedule their reports for later in the cycle. But the bottom line, this means that our GDP checksum doesn't add up. The economy is much weaker than we thought. Remember, this is coming off two quarters of better than 6% growth, so this really is a big drop. Making this even more important is that this report has so much writing on it. The president wants to substantially raise taxes to pay for his social spending. That's now in question, as higher taxes could easily push this weak economy into a recession. The Fed also wants to begin the taper, cutting back on some of its monetary stimulus. That, too, now comes into question with an economy much weaker than the Fed thought. Overall, this is a big surprise, an indication that this is an economy where currently things just don't add up. And that's thevalueside.com for Thursday, October 28. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.